Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to a very busy Fisherman's Landing. I think I saw Shogun come in early, unload a bunch of fish. Roll Star just unloaded a bunch of fish. Shercher just came in, loaded, unloaded a bunch of fish. You think Fisherman's Process is going to be a little busy today?
I think everybody, I feel bad for the boys in the tackle store, man. I'm not going anywhere near there right now.
Lots going on. But we have a great show going on with the boys from H&H Marine. We have Jeff and Anthony talking some great boats and fishing and motors and fixing them and keeping you on the water.
Yeah, no doubt. Man. This has been a great show. Talk about a couple of wealths of knowledge, boat info, all the great motor service stuff. It's just been a really fun show. And if you've got questions, man, we want to hear from you. Going to be another killer second hour. So many good tech questions, both about boats, about Defiance, about Yamaha outboards, Mercury outboards. It's going to be a really fun show. And if you want to add to that, man, we want to hear from you. There is one single phone line that is still available if you want it. That's 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Or shoot us a text. Again, texting only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. When you do send a text in, make sure that you include your contact info coming back. It's not like a normal text message where your phone number just pops up. Make sure you include your name and your contact info, because if you win that killer prize at the end of the show, we need to be able to get a hold of you to let you know that you've got a $300 gift certificate coming from Costa your way. CostaDelMar.com, $300. Good for any pair of non-prescription glasses that you want to find on the website at $300 or lesser. And then obviously, if you have extra money left over, you can hook yourself up with some of that killer Costa gear. They have tech shirts, they got coolers, all kinds of really good gear from Costa. Oh, it's a rad opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting. The catch report is ready to rock.
You got it, man. Hey, if you're looking for one of the most important parts about your private boat, it's putting fuel into it.
Yeah, sure. Especially today.
No doubt. And get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, or most importantly, your trailer boat, only at Summit Gasoline at San Diego Sports Arena. You can buy California fishing licenses 24 hours a day there. They have discount bait certificates. They have a killer selection of beer, soda, snacks, and my favorite part about Summit, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. It's Summit Gasoline. Go in, say hi to Martha and their killer-friendly staff. So much more than low prices on gas. They have a super easy in-and-out pull-through for your boat trailer at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena.
By the way, Mike, last week from the Shoot Tribute was talking about, hey, does that include diesel, 35 gallons of diesel? Yeah, of course it does.
Yeah.
It's like any 35-gallon purchase, diesel, gas, you get 100 pounds of free ice. It's only at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena, and the lowest price.
Dude, it is so cheap. They've got that killer little billboard, like, right as you get off of Rosecrans from the 8. I look at it every day, and I don't know how. Because like they're a dollar cheaper than most of the places around town. It's so good.
Yeah, it's
good. You know, when we started talking about it, you used to always say, like, it's like Costco price. It's not. It's cheaper than, like,
Costco,
by a considerable amount. I love it. Yeah, they're wrapped. Good spot for sure. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's biting. It is time for the catch report. We're going to talk to our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete and Jeff and Anthony. So,
morning.
All I've got to say is, like, wow, wow, wow. What an incredible week for you private boat captains and crews. We've got all the standard zones fighting, plus two new ones getting going, and the hints of a new player in the mix offshore. So here's some specifics I'll get to. So right off Long Beach here, I just want to mention some better water. Finally got up there on the horseshoe and translated a much better bass and barracuda fishing. That's good news. And as a heads up, guys, just keep an eye on that 150 mussel farm zone. We might see some of that yellowtail around. Bite. It's way past time for them to show up. And then at the island, some squid showed up at SBI. That means yellows and sea bass on the spots. Worth a check if you're tired of all that tuna fishing around. And over at Catalina, I mean, this is classic. Even the Catalina Flyer is trolling up these bluefin now. They got a nice one going over there the other day. and they're kind of struggling at the island proper, but more big yellows showing up east end to Salt the Verde like that, so they'll throw a big mackerel is a good way to catch one. And then San Clemente Island has been much better this week. Quite a bit of yellows on the front side middle like that. And while you're sitting there catching those yellowtails, keep your eyes open because quite a bit of bluefin's been showing up just right outside the kelp lines, literally within a quarter mile, half mile of the beach sometimes. But the area bluefin up here, I mean, hearing from one of the pilots that flies with a commercial fleet, it's just a huge area of fish, this massive tonnage all the way from the 499 down to fish hook right off the east end of the island. And then Danny just called me with news of some big schools of bluefin and yellowfin that showed up yesterday just right outside the Coronados. And then out there on the Cortez and the Tanner, the weather came down, fish came up. So that's a whole new area that's developing. And, of course, that Dorado bite literally defies description. I mean, the volume of fish here, more than I've ever seen or heard of ever for sure. And then here's a little bit of speculation for you guys. This is based on what kind of what happened 7 years ago. You know, we got warm blue water, lots of bait, all this millions of Dorado around, which are tropical fish, and the guys trolling the Halcos and the Marauders and the Mad Max for this bluefin. You know, I've been hearing for a couple weeks now about guys getting a quick digit strike and then all of a sudden just gone, and they wind it in and it just bit off clean. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if in the foreseeable future, somebody catches a wahoo. It's like I said, strictly speculation. There was a radio report of one guy, you know, supposedly seeing or hooking one or something, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happens. It's conditions are ripe. And overall, guys, it's just an amazing scenario that we've got set up offshore right now. Just an incredible amount of opportunity just about everywhere.
You know, Mark, a couple of notes on that. A good friend of mine, Dan, was fishing with a friend, and they got spooled on Mad Max out there in that zone there, and they speculated that maybe it was a swordfish. Is that possible?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's possible. I mean, supposedly one was caught earlier, and along with
I mean, these are like 50-wide reels spooled.
It's possible it is a swordfish only because there absolutely was a swordfish caught on one, which is crazy.
Oh, really?
Which is wild. But dude, they're big tunas. Like the odds of it being a swordfish are almost nil.
Probably a 300-pound
tuna. The odds of it being a big giant tuna that took a bunch of line off the reel are very, very great. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, for sure.
And here's
another interesting
thing.
When I was flying to Vancouver, this would be a week ago Wednesday, I saw one of the most incredible sights I've ever seen from 25,000 feet up. East end of Catalina, I saw the most giant foamer. And I looked at it like for 5 minutes, and I was like, that's a foamer of bluefin. And then I watched the boat turn on it.
Come on.
I'm telling you, from 25,000 feet, it was off the east end of we were climbing out of San Diego, and it was like, that's a foamer. I mean, I've seen them from the air before.
Come on.
I knew what it looked like.
You're not talking the small fish spotter plane.
No. And that's how big this spot was. It was huge. Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Cool.
That's just amazing. And, you know, another thing that your friend's bite could have been, along with this warm blue tropical water and all these Dorados, is a favorite food for blue marlin. And we had plenty of them, back. So
yeah.
And that's, you know, that's a possibility, too. That, you know, the stage is set. I think we're going to see some seriously amazing fall fishing. It's unbelievable already and getting nothing but better and better. So it's just crazy.
For sure. And, you know, fishdope.com, Danny and the boys doing such a great job there. $20 off of a new membership to fishdope.com. Read it every day and just drool at how good the fishing is and all the reports there. That's all I can say. Fishdope.com, absolute must if you're a private boater or you just want to know, keep tabs on what's going on. Fishdope.com, $20 off. Use the code HOOKUPNOW and you get $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Mark?
Well, P, we're in Hampton Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I'm going to go out and catch a couple of them Dorado myself tomorrow.
Can't wait to have
Why
like your style,
not, man?
Buddy.
Go get them. All right. Appreciate that very much. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, yeah. Mark. All right. Hey, let's continue on down to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos from C4's on the line. What's up, Marcos?
The Marcos from C4?
The only one.
Yeah.
The only one. That's it. How's everyone doing today?
What's up, Marcos?
Oh, man. Hey, we're just so stoked at this amazing fishing, huh?
Yeah, I hear you had a pretty good vacation there. Catch some fish?
Hey, it's field research, man.
No, I'm sorry. Like, absolutely.
When are you going to get that through your head? This is what we do for work. This is our job.
After 20 years, you think I'd have figured out that you're doing research.
That's it.
Well, some high-quality research then.
Absolutely. It was Queen Charlotte Safaris was amazing.
Well, I think everybody out there has a chance to do some high-quality research right now because there's some great fishing going on. Because I'll taste of it there. And those full-day trips on the San Diego and the Sea Watch and when the new Seaforth goes out there and charters sometimes, still catching lots of Dorado, still some yellowtail in the mix here, occasional yellowfin, bluefin, again, thrown in there. I mean, just spread of pretty much everything there on those full-day trips. The overnight, still seeing bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado, yellowtail, the whole mix there. The trip we actually called in this morning on their one-day trip, and they already have limits of Dorado and a handful of yellowtail and yellowfin, and they still got, you know, almost a whole day left to fish there. So just great fishing all around on those trips. I mean, what more could you want? You got a shot at bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado, yellowtail, the whole gamut there, and even, you know, some bonita and barracuda sneaking in the mix here on the full days. And actually, you know, we saw some Dorado on the half day earlier in the week there. The new Seaforth on Monday, on an afternoon half day trip, 71 Dorado. So that was quite a half day trip there.
On a half day.
And on a half day, yeah, on an afternoon half day. The following morning they had 52. And that was kind of the peak of it there. They definitely took some shots at it, saw a little bit of fish in the Dorado in the mix there the next few days. It kind of slowed down a bit. Beyond that, I mean, they're only seeing bonita and calico bass and rockfish and occasionally yellowtail on there. So just great fishing all around. But that's kind of one example we've talked about this before about fish count chasing. Sometimes you want to go fishing, just go out there. You don't have to wait for the perfect time because you never know when you're going to catch half-day Dorado. You know, and beyond that, it's like... And if you wait until everyone's caught them, you know, you go out there, you're going to be disappointed sometimes because those things don't necessarily stick around all the time there. So
I'm waiting
definitely
for
head to the website.
Tell us about Barletta pontoon boats catching Dorado off of them, man.
Hey, no doubt. It's
totally doable.
Right?
Yeah, well within range.
Yep,
100%. Totally doable.
It sure sounds like there's still fish out there. There's not being as cooperative. And like I said, those full days and one days are definitely seeing it. But they're definitely not quite out of the picture yet. But, again, I wouldn't wait until they're catching, you know, Dorado on the half day to go out there because you still got some great fishing for those half days with the calico bass and barracuda sneaking the mix. You still got a shot, those yellowtail. Full day trips, I mean, definitely make reservation on those as soon as you can because those things are still filled up. I think the San Diego is not available until like the 14th of September or something like that. So, and we got the Sea Watch filling in there, so we're definitely putting boats online when we can. But check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got a full schedule there for those half days, those full days, one days, day and a half, longer trips. And like I said, make reservations as soon as you can because those trips are still filling up pretty far in advance. People are really taking advantage of that. And if history is anything over the last decade here, October, November has been some spectacular fishing too. So you're not really going to suffer if you can't go until, you know, the end of September or, you know, mid-October there. There's still some great fishing. So make those plans. Give us a call at the office at 619-224-3383. Can answer any questions for you. We can help you make your reservations. You know, come down and visit. Get your gear cleaned up. Make some reservations. Get out there fishing. Lots of options. And don't miss out.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting to that point where, like we said, you're not really losing out if you go fishing in October. It's the season has really been extended quite a bit here over the last, you know, about 10 years now we've been seeing great fishing October, November. So
best fishing in the best weather.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Marcos.
There you go.
Well, a great report, as always. Glad to hear things are hopping so much at Seaforth, and we'll look forward to talking next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, right. Marcos. I got a little bonus report from our good friend Al Clowers, Captain Clowers, charter service there. He said, I've never seen so many Dorado in 61 years of being a captain. He says, the other day they got 40 Dorado for his four passengers. He's in U.S. waters. Two yellows, three bluefin, and three yellowfin. And he fished the islands the week before and just got a limit of yellows, too. So it's like, it's just insane how good it is.
That's when it's time to have that private boat. Yeah. You'll get that Defiant.
Gotta
like,
have
you,
it, man.
You talked about at the end of the show. Go buy that thing and get in on it.
If there's ever a year to have
good.
It, it's this year.
Well, that's going to wrap up our catch board today. Sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns, whether it's long range, local, private boat. Plus, with Fish Pros, the market, you can go down and purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish. They sell all those killer spices, rubs, the smoked cheese, tuna burgers, the poke kit, and the ceviche spice. Stop by the location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Make sure to check them out on Instagram at The Real Fisherman's Processing, and they are still in reservation mode. If you're going to go on a long-range trip, if you're going on a fishing trip, you need to – same deal like we've been talking about. They have a killer text service available also. It's very easy to use, but you got to get your name down.
Yeah. And the best way to reach them is to use that text. Just use the general number on the website, fishermansprocessing.com, and just text them. And that's that's the only way to get a hold of them because they're too busy to answer the phone.
Crazy.
Here's the other thing is they're short on help, obviously. They've got so much fish. So if you're looking for a job with a great group of people and a really good paying job, go by Fisherman's Processing and check them out. They have availability for all positions, whether it be somebody for unloading fish, people that know how to fillet, vacuum packs, all that kind of stuff. So if you need a job, or full or part-time, whatever, call the text the guys over at Fisherman's Processing and
that's
say,
legit.
Hey, I want to inquire about employment, and they need you.
Cool.
All right. Very good.
Well, hey, I had a great text come through. This one... hey, guys, I wanted to know how often the anodes should be changed out, how often they need to be changing, what's a sign if I'm doing it, and what's involved. That's all from Ryan and Anza.
Very good question.
Most of your external anodes, like the ones that are on your trim tabs or the ones that are on the lower units, you're going to want to do a visual inspection. Usually the anodes that get burned through really quickly are the one on the one on the bottom of the transom bracket. If it's looking like it's, down, 15-20%, they're not very expensive. Just go ahead and replace it. Usually it's about once a season. Same thing with the trim tabs. They're so nominal in price. Replace them because if you don't, the electrolysis of not replacing them is you have to replace trim tab blades or a transom bracket. That's
bad.
Bad when we're talking about $40 or $50 in anodes.
Like it's such a cheap thing to do.
Yep.
And such an expensive thing if you don't.
And that's just that the same thing goes with preventative maintenance. It's all preventative. So you don't, back yourself into a corner and now you're having to rebuild stuff you shouldn't have to do.
And these are the external anodes.
Yep, these are the external anodes. There are some internal anodes that if you're technical, if you're technically savvy, you can get into. But you shouldn't have to worry about those ones for 500 or 600 hours as long as you're flushing the engine out after every use.
Okay.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Every time.
But there are some internal anodes that you could that when you do your service, do you check if you're doing a service on a boat, do you check those anodes?
The internal anodes we check at around the 1,000 hour mark.
Gotcha.
If we're doing like the belt replacement, thermostat replacement, we'll check the thermostat. Does it look like it needs more investigation?
Yeah.
Most of the time when we look at them, as long as a person you can tell that they're flushing their engine after every use.
And that's in salt water, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Salt water every time, no matter what.
What's an appropriate motor flushing procedure like? Like how long should it last? What should you do? Like I know you said you had a killer video on Instagram.
Yep.
Like, what's a rundown like?
So anytime you're flushing it, a lot of the Yamahas and Mercuries and some of the Suzukis, they have a side flush on the side of the motor. If you use the side flush, you do not need to run the engine. You just plug the garden hose in, turn it on, half pressure, no need to really run a whole bunch of pressure through there, and then just run it for 3 to 5 minutes. You can run a salt away or something, an additive through there as well, just to do a little bit extra. 3 to 5 minutes while you're cleaning up, looking at stuff, take the cowling off, do a visual inspection, make sure nothing looks out of place or anything like that. If you're going to run it off of the lower unit, the earmuffs, the same thing, 3 to 5 minutes. going to want a little bit more pressure just because a lot of water is going to get lost through the earmuffs. But 3 to 5 minutes, make sure if you're running it on the lower unit, make sure that you're near the engine while you're running it in case those earmuffs, fall off. Sometimes, that can happen just from the engine shaking and stuff like that.
Sure.
With the earmuffs, does the engine need to be running?
Yes.
Okay.
The earmuffs need to be running. Sometimes it's easier with two people, one person to, be on the boat, start it, one person looking at the lower unit, making sure that, nothing slid, and you have good water flow. There is an exhaust dump where water will come out of the center of the main prop shaft area.
Okay.
You just want to make sure that water's coming out of there. You won't see water come out of the tail, the P-stream, until about maybe 45 seconds to a minute. So don't expect to see water come out.
That's a good tip, too.
Within a couple seconds.
But if you have the built-in flush, you don't need the earmuffs. You don't need
that
much. Don't need to start the engine.
Don't need to start it. Just trim it down, or you can leave it trimmed up. Either way, but just make sure you do not turn it on full blast. And I've seen horror stories. People turn on full blast, the hose pops off, and their whole cowling fills up with water. Low water pressure.
Not too much.
You just want to see water falling out of the lower unit, falling out of the exhaust dump, and then let it do its thing for 3 to 5 minutes.
All right. Good information. Hey, Scott Sherman's on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. What an amazing time it is right now out there on the ocean. It's just incredible, the amount of fish out there.
No question.
I had a question, but I think your guy may have just answered it for me. I was, a lot of times when we get ready to leave early in the morning, we'll go down and get fuel just before the fuel dock closes at 7. And then do you have to flush if you're going to be leaving like 6 or 7 hours after that, or is that something that you could just wait and flush when you get back is the question.
Jeff, you're shaking your head.
No, it's a great question. I think that if you'd be fine until after the trip. It's going to take a long time for salt crystal mineral buildup inside that cooling system to kind of take form. And if you're going to fire that motor up,
hours later,
it's going to just push all that stuff out of there. It's Anthony mentioned earlier the term preventative. It's best if the boat's going to sit. I mean, if you fish monthly, still recommend doing it. Do it every time. Just generate the habit. But if you're going to go get fuel and then you're going to go, fish a few hours later, I think you'd be perfectly fine.
Yeah, and let me ask you this question. Okay, so he goes, gets fuel, he goes back to the slip. Does he trim his motors up or just leave them down if he's leaving in 8 hours?
Personal preference.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, there's certain things to consider, like to the whole zinc conversation, what the water temperature is, how much worm coral grows where you keep your boat, exposure to the sun, angle, there's lots of things that can, factor in. We're going a little deeper onto the question, but, you can, let's just say you forget, and then your engines are down, and then there's a family emergency, and then you forget, and then all of a sudden you're like, shoot, my engines are down. 3 days later, you've got scum line and you got growth on your water pickups. I would say best practice is trim them up.
That's my thought. That was exactly where my head went to. Like, you're going. It's probably not a big deal. But if the routine is you park it, you put the lines on, you attach the hose to it, you run it for 3 minutes, at least you're in good practice every time. You just never know. Stuff happens. I'm going to go with my bud instead or whatever.
Hey, hope that helps you out, Sherm. Thanks a lot for the call.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. The phones are absolutely packed solid. We got Billy Ingen on the time, going to be talking tournaments. We got a lot of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travel. travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you'll find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want a great spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing with the boys from H&H Marine. Great show going.
Yeah. By the way, I just stepped outside the Islander, pulled in too, and loaded a bunch of fish too. Yeah, the Islanders. So, speaking of which, we rescheduled our Islander kayak trip. It got canceled the end of May. And, I mean, you talk about prime. September 13th to the 15th, mid-September at San Clemente Island. Are you kidding me with all the yellow and stuff right now?
Pete and John must like you guys an awful lot because that is a guaranteed easy sellout for them no matter what. Yeah. Like, they didn't need to stop and get the kayak stuff together. Like, that is prime time.
Day and a half trip on the Islander kayak. We have 3 spots open up. They won't last for long. If you want to join us, you have to have your own kayak. You can talk to Ron over at Fastlane about arranging possibly a rental, possibly a lease purchase or something like that. You know, you never know what over the guys over at Fastlane to me. But I'll be on the trip. Corey will be on the trip. Ron Lane will be on the trip. His staff. It's going to be a real fun trip. It's one of my favorite trips of the year. And to be able to go in September to Clemente on a kayak is going to be epic. It just doesn't happen. Yeah. So you want to take advantage of that opportunity. 3 spots open. You can book it right online at letstalkhookup.com on the shop page. It's $4.95, and that includes all your food, and we only take 22, so that's it. It's a very limited load on the Islander, stateroom accommodations, 2 per stateroom. It's a super, super good trip. So you want to go, letstalkhookup.com on the shop page. Just book that trip right on our website. I also want to mention, too, that because they had to cancel their shark trips, they have a huge schedule all the way through September, October, November.
on the Islander. You can book that only through Fisherman's Landing website, fishermanslanding.com. Just pick out the Islander, and you'll see day-and-a-half trips, day-and-a-half extended trips, and three-day trips with availability, which is unbelievable for a quality long-range operation like the Islander.
That's a hot tip, because if you want a boat that has stateroom accommodations, high-end food, high-end crew, there aren't huge tracts of chunks of spaces open.
No.
And with the shark trips not going, it just basically gave the ability to have some really good fishing on everything else that's of that caliber booked up.
Yeah. So
and they would have been, too, had those trips been online earlier in the season.
Time.
So
yeah, and they will be. So
good way
don't
to slide
wait
in.
Too long. Islander, you know, Islander... Islander fishing is it's one of my favorite boats to fish on. It's super comfortable, and you'll enjoy it immensely. Fisherman's Landing is the place to book those trips, fishermanslanding.com, or just call Fisherman's Landing. They'll book it for you.
That's cool.
Hey, let's go down to Mr. Bill Egan talking about a great tournament coming up, the Western, speaking of rescheduled, the Western Outdoor News Tournament. Good morning, Bill.
Morning, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, thanks for joining us. So coming up, when's it coming up here?
It's actually in 3 weeks. September 10th and 11th is the rescheduled Yamaha Juan California Tuna Jackpot. Obviously, the fishing's been phenomenal. You know, we had to postpone it because of the high winds that were going on in August. And we're looking forward to a great event out of the San Diego Marlin Club. It's $400 per team. And we actually added a Dorado option for it since there's so many Dorado and there's so much to go out after out there. So now you can go after tuna, yellowtail, and Dorado and have a great time, win some great prizes. We've got lots of great sponsors, and you guys could sign up online at Western Outdoor News, which is onewonews.com. Check out all of our tournaments there. But, yeah, it's $400, and, you know, we're donating money to Make-A-Wish. We're also working with CCA, lots of great organizations. So if you get involved with this event, you're not just helping yourself turn a cash into cash. You're helping the San Diego chapter of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. You're also helping the CCA. So there's plenty of good reasons. Come on out and have a good time.
Super fun. And that's the weekend of September 10th and 11th and 12th, right?
Correct. So registration will happen Friday, September 9th at Angler's Choice. We'll be signing teams up there, getting your wristbands, your goodie bags. Each of the members of the team is going to get some Berkeley Pro Specs and some items from some of our sponsors. Coast of Sunglasses is involved. We got Hook Clothing, Berkeley, Penn, you name it. All the best sponsors in business. And we've got Robalo boat that we're going to be using. Beautiful Robalo boat for the shotgun start on Saturday morning at 6 o'clock safe flight, where all the boats have 24 hours to get out there, go for it, and bring some fish back. But if you're not into staying out all night, and then you got a smaller boat, you want to just go out and make a day of it, you can also just fish from 6 o'clock in the morning and then come weigh your fish from 7 to 9 on Saturday. And then join us for the award show Sunday morning. But if you are feeling it and want to get that gray light bite and get the whole night, you know, jig biting or whatever you have planned, you can do that too and come in Sunday morning and weigh between 9:30 and 11:30 and then have a great barbecue put on by the San Diego Marlin Club at 12 where we do the awards and hand out the big checks and trophies. So it's a great weekend. We look forward to it. And again, anybody signing up with a team of four people for $400 is going to be, you know, generating some great funds for Make-A-Wish and CCA this year. And, you know, our slogan is turn that catch into cash, and why not join in and have a great time with some of your buddies.
All right, wonews.com. Billy, good luck with the tournament. We'll be excited to hear the results. I can't even imagine what it's going to take to win because it's good fishing and fun to participate in.
Yep.
All right.
You
thanks,
got
Bill.
It.
Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, guys.
All right. All right. Talk
bye-bye.
To you soon. Phones are packed. They want to talk to these guys, so let's jump into it.
Every single line we have is full. Let's talk to Gus. He calls from Burbank this morning. What's up, Gus? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yo, you guys. Good morning.
Gus.
Yo, Gus.
Yo, Pete, I slept a little late, so I don't know if you covered our recent trip to Queen Charlotte Safari.
I have not.
But, well, I just wanted to put in my 2 cents worth and tell you that I've been eating some great fish for dinner. Absolutely pristine king salmon and that ling cod, lock the doors because you don't want to be interrupted when you're eating that stuff.
It's so good.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but that we had a piece of that king salmon the other night, and it's like off the charts delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
I totally agree. I totally agree with that.
Did you have fun on the trip?
So I just, well, you know, you don't get to choose all the time who you're going to be fishing with. So the three guys I ended up fishing with, they were okay. You know, I carried the load, but those guys were all right.
Captain Bob Fletcher.
I'm talking about
Evan Jones. It was great. Yeah, it was a really great team, and fishing with Captain Nathan on that brand new boat at Queen Charlotte. And what a beautiful place, right, Gus?
Absolutely amazing. That ride out to the salmon grounds. I've said it before. It's a breathtaking view. The new boats have the seats facing sideways. That I wish we could all face the front so we could see what's coming. But other than that, those boats are amazing, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and the food is amazing. The lodge is just absolutely pristine on the beach right there at Sandspit. Literally, one morning I opened my window and there were deer feeding 10 feet from my window, and eagles, bald eagles flying everywhere around. It's just amazing. It's just beautiful.
Gus, the photos of you and Dart and Pete and everybody hold up all those big lings was just, it was crazy. I mean, we were all
ling fishing is
we were
ridiculous.
All very jealous back at home watching you guys.
And here's the crazy thing, and I you know, Dart and Gus were fishing the MC slugs, and they were catching fish on it. And I brought a bunch of flatfalls and stuff, and those all work too. But they have this jig up there that's made in Vancouver. It's just a flat piece of heavy metal. It would be like a 6X heavy,
okay.
Right? But it's flat, all right? It is absolutely the biggest limb killer I've ever seen. It's like you drop those things down, and it's like you're on.
Really?
It's unbelievable how effective that just that flat piece of metal
is
for the links. They want it, whether it had paint on it or not.
That's
right, Gus?
That's so cool.
Right. None of them had paint on them, I don't think. And it looked like just a kind of a flattened out piece of lead or something with like a spoon almost. And they were, every time, you know, you drop down and you say, oh, I hit bottom. Uh-uh. No way.
You were
hooked up.
Oh, it's so much fun. Hey, Gus, it was great fishing with you. And, hey, Rick and I will be waiting for some of that salmon smoked up when it comes our way. We sure appreciate you and can't wait for next year.
Me too.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, had a great text come through.
Thank
this one.
You.
Good morning, guys. I'm in the market for a new motor for my 20-foot center console to replace my older two-stroke Yamaha. Do you guys have any used motors for sale? Is it even possible to get a new motor right now? I'm happy to go with Yamaha or Mercury. Also, do you guys provide any financing options? All that's from Rory in Lakeside.
Sure, absolutely, Rory. Thanks for reaching out. We offer all of that stuff, and ironically enough, we have a motor that might be perfect for you in stock. Back in the day, we used to kind of be able to schedule when stuff, you know, kind of was delivered to us, but in this post-pandemic situation we're in, things just show up. So I had a 150, Yamaha show up on our doorstep maybe 3-4 days ago.
Holy mackerel.
And,
that is like my favorite motor that Yamaha makes. I have that on my boat.
I mean,
plenty of power, super fuel efficient.
We've serviced some over the years that have reached 6,000 hours.
Come on.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and a 20-foot center console, I mean, that's a perfect power plant for a boat like that.
Yep. Yeah. And we offer financing. You know, we can get you new controls if you need. Some guys like to just upgrade the motor, and a lot of that stuff is plug and play with the Yamaha. So you can keep it, you know, relatively skinny. But, you know, then there's also guys that are like, let's just refab the whole boat and throw a bunch of new stuff on it. And
I want to be done and not think about any old components for the next. I mean, you strap, if you've had your boat long enough that you're still running your two-stroke and you upgrade to a brand new power system, like, think how nice it's going to be to just be trouble-free. Years to come.
Yep.
There's no more like worrying about the thing starting, grabbing starting fluid, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you just the maintenance that goes into it is just, you know, when 100 hours comes by, Anthony dials you back in. You just have nothing to worry about for so long.
The cool stuff, too, now is that where all of these different manufacturers are going is you get all of the data from the engine digitally. So, like, if you've got your system rat on there and you don't really want to upgrade your gauges or you just want to keep your tack, and that's fine, but you can get all the rest of your data, like, dialed into your Garmin or your Simrad or,
that's,
you know, whatever it is. And then, like, to your point, Ricky, like, you know, those throttle cables are old. That shifter is old. You know, if you're going to throw a new motor on there, I mean, again, you don't have to, but, you know, it's
not the electronics. So with this 150, would it take cables or is it all electronic?
No, this is
either or.
An XB, so traditional.
Yeah.
Okay. But it could be electronic if you want.
Here's the data is electric. The data.
All
is
the data. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Gotcha.
There again, though, like that's why I was saying earlier, so that's why I like these guys so much. Like they just care about you and what you're getting. Like. They don't need to, you know, like he said it best, like if you don't want to spend a bunch extra, budget's a little tight, and you just want to put that motor on there and run with what you got, no problem. They'll fab it up. If you want to have headache-free and all-new system, they'll put that on there. Like, they're just not nickel and dimers, and that's what I like about those guys so much. Totally get it. If the budget only allows for this, that's what we're going to put on there. And if you've got an extra couple of bucks, we want to be, you know, we want to have everything brand new, they'll do that too. They really take care of the dude, not worrying about just squeezing every penny out of a project. I really, really trust him.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, another text from Robert in Canyon Country. He wants to know if Costa makes wider frames. I have a wide bridge nose, and he wants to know about fit. And, Ricky, you sell them every day. They make an array for every face.
There's two in particular that fit everybody, no matter what. And if that's always your problem, they have one called a Permit, which is a very wide frame glass. They make another one that's called the Spiro XL, and they those two lenses or those two frames, they will fit you. I guarantee. Look at those first. Permit, Spiro XL.
Yeah, go down to Fisherman's Landing or another Costa dealer and try them on.
Yep.
That's the best thing to do.
No doubt about
it. For sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones.
Todd in Costa Mesa is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Todd? Good morning.
Hey, guys. Great show. Long-time listener. Love the guests that you have on. My question is for Jeff and Anthony. Yeah, question for Jeff and Anthony with H&H Marine. I've got an older boat, very similar to the previous text, and I'm looking to upgrade the motor. I guess my question is on the Yamaha 300. Can you talk a little bit about the maintenance schedule, and if I do upgrade to that motor, what should I expect as far as what the annual cost would be to change the oil and have it serviced at, you know, your location? And then my second part of that question would be, do you recommend a different prop, like a 3-blade or a 4-blade or a perma trim? I've read a lot about that. Thank you.
So the maintenance schedule on a brand new engine is there is a break-in service that is supposed to be scheduled right around the 20-hour mark. And then after that, it's at every 100-hour mark or once a year, whatever comes first. A lot of people get hung up on the 100-hour side of that, but most fishermen don't really get 100 hours in a year. We get a lot of people that only get 50 to 60. So as long as you adhere to that, the first service is basically fluids and then an overall health check of the engine. The 100-hour service is where you spark plugs, oil filters, fuel filters on the boat and on the engine. The only other service that is in tune with those engines would be your 200-hour service, which you would then replace your water pump and thermostats. That's every 200 hours or 2 years, whatever, you know, whichever comes first. The overall cost on the Yamaha F300s, you know, the 100-hour service will run you around, you know, I'd probably say anywhere from $700 to $800, parts and labor. The 200-hour service, which is the 100-hour service, the 100-hour service plus a water pump and thermostats, that'll probably run you around $1,100 parts and labor. And we stack our schedule fairly easily, where if you are, you know, outside of San Diego, We can schedule it to where it's a one-day turnaround. You know, it off in the morning and go have lunch, come back. If everything goes, you know, great, we don't find any other issues. A brand-new engine, I highly doubt there would be. You can drive it back that same day.
And you're pretty convenient, right, with a 5 and 805 merge. It's like easy in, easy out. It's not all the way in downtown San Diego. You're kind of north, right on the fringe of Del Mar, North County kind of area.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so easy to come from the
very
north.
Very easy to get to.
North, south, east, or west.
And if you are interested in repowering, the best thing you can do right now is just start to plan, because Yamaha's outlook on the F300s are, you know, we are at least, you know, months out. So if it is something you are looking to do, start planning now for the future, so you at least can get one, you know, earmarked for yourself.
All right. Todd, and thanks for being a listener.
Sorry to jump in. Todd had one other question about the props.
Go ahead.
You know, props are... they're an interesting facet of your boating experience. Some guys really love four-blade propellers. You know, we traditionally go with three-blade setups on most of the repowers and stuff that we do. But it's all personal preference. You know, some guys really have to get a particular fuel economy. That's just how they're wired. You know, some guys just want to make sure that they're treating their engine properly. Some guys want max speed. You know, there's always going to be different variables that each individual boater is going to want to get out of it. And then there's also different loads that you put on your boat. You might be a guy that, you know, puts 1,000 pounds of gear on your boat every time you fish versus a guy that only puts 200 pounds of gear on your boat every time you fish. And you could have the exact same boat, but if you fish a particular way and put that gear on, you may have a totally different propeller than the guy sitting next to you. So it would really just come down to you, what you do, how you use the boat, and that sort of thing. So there's really not a cookie-cutter answer to the propeller question.
Now, can you try different propellers? If one doesn't work for your boat, can you swap them out?
Of course.
Okay. You do that.
Yep.
You do it for me, I know, but we do it for anybody.
We have test props.
Test props,
It's amazing how what... relatively minor difference. You know, you look at one, you could look at those two things side by side, oh, same thing, you know, a slight difference in pitch, a slight difference in whatever can make a huge difference on a boat like that. And like you said it best, you could have two boats, you strap a big bait tank to that thing, there's an extra 800 pounds on the boat, you know, I mean, like
totally different.
Yeah. And, you know, and all of a sudden you're slow to get out of the hole and a slight prop change. And it's as if nothing happened with that extra 800 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks, Todd, again. Stephen Fabrick, real quick here, has a good question. Is an aluminum boat appropriate for our local waters? I've been considering a Klamath 19 to 21. Are either of those fishable with three persons, and is there seating for all? And you sell Klamath, right?
We do sell Klamath.
Yeah.
Those are great questions. I would say that, yes, aluminum boats are suitable for the water here.
Yeah.
You know, it just has a little bit of a different, you know, maintenance structure and how you, you know, handle and treat the boat versus something fiberglass. But I would say a 19 might be tight for three people. I would say the 21, you know, probably would be a little bit more suitable for that.
And bigger bow, bigger, more seaworthy.
Yep. And then, you know, looking at the Klamaths, they have the modified V and they have the deep V. So we do have the Baja version, and then we have the regular center consoles. And with that comes kind of a different layout. All that stuff is available on Klamath's website for you to look at and kind of make some decisions and choices. If, you know, if you have questions, obviously we're here.
And you have to order them.
Help you. And you do need to order them, right?
Yeah.
So Klamath's one of those, you know, really small outfits that doesn't produce a whole lot of boats, but, you know, they make a great boat. Right now we are out of ways, and I don't even have an answer for you. I mean, we could
But if they just call you or text you, you can find out how long it would take you to get a 21.
100%. I mean, I would guess, honestly, probably a year.
Really?
Yeah, that's wild.
Whoa. All right, so buy that Defiance 22. That would be
Well, fun. Like you said, a lot of the boats you're selling, you're ordering them in the dark, and then when they come in, that's what you're selling. Or, you know, hey, you talked about those 19s that are already pre-sold. Like, those boats haven't even arrived yet, and they're sold, but you've still got more coming behind them.
Yep, and you know, I know this happens because I got a lot of friends that deal with different manufacturers, and it's happening. It's still happening. It will continue to happen probably for the foreseeable 12, 18, you know, months down the road. But, you know, big stuff is still a ways out, and there's no way around it.
Yeah, for sure.
When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mitre 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Check out the Gamakatsu Spring Lock Spinner. It helps give swim baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also makes a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com for your local tackle dealer.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. Jeff's going to do us the honors. We're going to find out if our winner is going to be coming from the caller or a texter. Fire away. We have the texter today, so congratulations, Gary in San Diego. You've got yourself a brand new pair of Costas, $300 in Costa gear coming your way.
Yeah, hey, congratulations. But, guys, thank you very much. You have an event coming up, right, Jeff?
We do. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it always. Next weekend, on the 27th, we're going to be down at Dana Landing. In Mission Bay, yeah. We're going to have a demonstration. We're going to have some boats in the water, kind of on the water, be able to walk through. We'll have Defiance 22 Admiral.
Say that boat will be there?
Yep. Wow. We'll have one of our new Barlettas, so you can check those out.
Cool.
We'll probably have a Hurricane in the water. We'll have some Tacacats down there so you guys can see what those cool new inflatables are. And everything we'll have there is available for sale. Like, don't forget, you know,
the Tacacats are the new inflatables. Yeah.
Yep. So come see us Dana Landing next Saturday the 27th from 11 to 2. We'll be around.
Next Saturday, 11 to 2.
Yep. Right. And then look us up online, hhmarinesd.com. Shoot us a text. We've talked to some folks who are in need of engines and 99s and 150s. We have them. Give us us up.
You want a 22 Admiral?
Yeah, we got it all.
For some of the others, man. It's a great service for your boat. You guys do
best
job.
Service. I love it. Well, thank you guys. Forever. Thank you.
Appreciate it very much, Anthony and Jeff from HH Marine. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Eric Landesfine, who's a fishing expert and outdoor writer extraordinary, writes for BD Outdoors and more, and Pacific Coast Sport Fishing. Going to be a great show. He always knows what's going on the water. Thanks to JP for manning the phones, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.